And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, this is Roland. Welcome. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I would like to read you a saying of Jesus. This is from the Gospel of Thomas. The disciples said to Jesus, "Tell us, how will our end be?" Jesus said, "Since you have discovered the beginning, why do you seek the end? For where the beginning is, there will the end be. Blessed is he who stands at the beginning. He shall know the end, and he shall not taste death." Let me read it again. It's very beautiful and very profound. From the Gospel of Thomas, the sayings of Jesus. The disciples said to Jesus, "Tell us, how will our end be?" Jesus said, "Since you have discovered the beginning, why do you seek the end? For where the beginning is, there will the end be. Blessed is he who stands at the beginning. He shall know the end, and he shall not taste death." This is very important because let's see if I can say it in such a way that you'll grasp what he means. First of all, he said to the disciples, he said, "Since you've discovered the beginning." Now, what does that mean? If you have discovered God, see, before the creation came into existence, before God made everything, God existed. God always has existed and always and exists now and will always exist. And from the beginning of this creation, God continues to create. Now, at the very, very beginning, see, how can I say this? God has endless love. I'll give you a little example from the human sphere. Parents, okay, love their child. They love their child. They love their child when it's a little tiny babe, first born. And they love their child when he's a toddler or she's a toddler, and when the child is a little boy or a little girl, and then a teenager, and then an adult. The parents love the child always, from beginning to end. There's no end to their love for the child. You see that? And so, what comes from God is good. Everything good comes from God. The creation, love, understanding, wisdom. Everything that's good, light, beauty, everything comes from God. But it begins in the beginning. And it goes on forever. There's no end to it. It goes on and on and on forever. It always was and always will be. Like a parent's love. From the beginning, it goes on forever. Okay? So maybe you can understand then that God was from the beginning. And he made everything. And he made the creation. And the creation went out from that first instant, that first singularity, that first beginning of creation, went forth. It went forth in a movement of tremendous force, a continuous movement that goes on and on and on. Like, have you ever seen a ball of yarn or a ball of string begins and winds round and round and round in all directions, round and round and round, and just keeps going? Imagine a ball of yarn where the string went on forever, and it would get bigger and bigger and bigger in all directions and would go on forever. Well, such is what comes from God. It begins and continues forever. And so it is that Jesus said to the disciples, "You have found the beginning." And what did he mean? He meant they had found God. They had found the source. They had found the fountain, the fount of all goodness. They found it. When you find God, you found everything. And then it goes on forever. All the good that comes from God goes on forever. And so, blessed, Jesus said, is he who stands at the beginning. He who has found God has found everything. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Life is supposed to be happy and sweet, an adventure, a wonderful, wonderful adventure. And it may once again become a wonderful adventure for you, and brightness will be restored and joy. Something like what you once knew when you were a little child. But in order to rediscover it and experience it, this joy, you must see what your mistakes are. Okay? You must come to a full understanding of your mistakes, and that's what I'm helping you to, hopefully, to do. Let's continue with our theme today of talking about the beginning. When you find the beginning, see, then you become... Remember Einstein? Albert Einstein, a very nice man. He made a lot of discoveries. How did he discover them? It was his intuition. But do you remember one of his thought experiments was he imagined himself riding on a beam of light. Riding on a beam of light. Well, all that is good from God comes from that very beginning, and it goes on forever. And when you find that, see, you are connected to the beginning. Remember I talked about that ball of yarn that goes winding round and round and round and round and round and round and never ends. It just gets bigger and bigger. It's like the universe. It gets bigger and bigger, and it goes on forever. Well, God's love and his wisdom and all that comes from God goes on forever. Okay? And so when you find that, when you become a part of that, when you're in line with that and in rapport with that, then you've found it all. Well, blessed is he that stands at the beginning. Christ said he or she will never know death. So now, I said that I'm trying to help you to see what your mistakes are. Christ said another thing. Remember? He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his right way, and all these other things will be added unto you. All these other things, whatever all these other things are, okay, all the things of the world, all will be added unto you if you seek first the kingdom of God. So once again, now you can combine those two together. If you stand at the beginning, if you found God, you found everything, and you will lack nothing. And as you continue with that, then you become more and more compatible with it. And the good flows into you and into your life. And you don't even know where it comes from, but there it is. So now, do you see that finding God is the most important thing? There's nothing else more important. So what's the problem? It's because people haven't found God. Now, why not? Well, let's look at it from another point of view. A little tiny babe is born. A little babe, a little soul. Human beings are metaphysical beings. Metaphysical, a soul in a body. Yes, we have a body. We have a body like animals have, and we have to eat, and we have to sleep, and we need shelter, and we need to drink water, and so on. But we also have a soul. A little child is born. And we're that, and that child is innocent. The child has done nothing wrong. Has not made any errors. The child is innocent. Were that child permitted to grow without being traumatized, without being emotionalized, without being pressured, without being challenged and teased and shocked by the brazenness and the cruelty and the hate and the anger that it sees, even in its parents, where mother hates dad and dad resents his wife, and were none of that to occur, the child would continue on this trajectory toward perfection. And those few who we've seen who continue on that trajectory, like an Albert Einstein, for example, or a Beethoven or a Mozart, an Isaac Newton, from them we get a hint of the human potential. But how much better to be a Paul or Jesus or Peter? Indeed, God in his graciousness also from the beginning and his love has made provision that though we have been traumatized, and it's happened to all of us, we may yet recover and rediscover our potential and live happily and productively forever. Got a comment or a question? Here's my email address, sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. That's sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. Hi, everyone. This is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone. And that's how I help people. That's why I've done this all these years. I just want to help people, okay? Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual. And it has something to do with God. And it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful, deep breath of fresh air, okay? That's what you need to do to come out of those nightmares, those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality. The blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay? And find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Now, what people suffer a deficit of is they have a deficit of love, deficit of joy. Absence of love, absence of joy. And so what has gone wrong? Well, they have been separated from the fount of all blessing. There's a beautiful spiritual, a Christian hymn. What is it? The fount of, I can't remember the title now. It's a very, very beautiful song. But remember what we said, that God is the source of everything from the beginning. Without end, on and on and on. And all you have to do is find Him. Find Him. Okay. But what has happened to people is that and you couldn't help it. You were a little child, and you were shocked by your mother's hatred for your father, or your father's resentment toward your mom, or the anger, your mom's anger, or their pressure, or their cruelty, or their betrayal. It was shocking. Other kids were cruel and teased you, even your own brothers and sisters sometimes. And people were mean, and there was theft and violence and stealing and bullying. It was an awful world. Okay, awful things. It was shocking. Okay, but what happened was that had you not reacted to it, but you couldn't help yourself, only being a little child. It's a parent's job to protect children from trauma, and not to be the source of trauma themselves. You couldn't help but be emotionalized and shocked. But see, when in the shock experience, in the trauma, then the outside impresses itself upon your being. It impresses itself. It imprints itself. And so it leaves a memory, leaves an engram, leaves programming. It leaves a reaction that continues through conditioning. And so the outside, therefore, gets on the inside. And the error on the outside, see, you can look at all these things as error. Hatred, resentment, judgment, anger, hostility, rage, cruelty, teasing, lying, cheating, stealing, see, phoniness, hypocrisy, viciousness, all of these things that you see on the outside, they're all errors, aren't they? They're errors. We all know that. You know, and then some people have talked about such things. People like Mahatma Gandhi, Buddha, Christ. They talked about forgiveness and about love and about kindness and about patience and about, you know, doing to others what you would have them do to you. Such things like that. Beautiful. Perennial philosophy, it's called. It's very beautiful. We all know that. Deep in our heart, we know that that's the way to be, and we know that the hate and the anger and the viciousness, we know there's something wrong with it. We know it's an error, a grievous error. Well, so how did this error get inside of people and then operates through them? It gets inside of them, and it operates through them and changes them. So what happened? It's the trauma. Remember I said the outside, the error on the outside is shocking, and it imprints itself upon you. Imprints yourself, the error is imprinted. Then you are diverted from the course that you would have been on had that not happened. But fortunately, there is a salvation. And for those people who deep down in their heart love God and will one day refind Him, those people, all the suffering does is awaken them to seek, to search for Him. And when they have found Him, they have found everything. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Yeah, so keep listening in, keep listening in. Check out my many YouTube lectures that I have on wonderful spiritual topics. Send me an email if you'd like to have a little get-together, like a little seminar, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 people. I'm sure I could find a place there somewhere in Palm Springs or Palm Desert or San Bernardino or Redlands, and we could have a little seminar so I could talk about some of these things and you could share and people could learn something and grow, and it's a lot of fun. I've had them in the past, and they are a lot of fun. People always leave better off than when they came. No question about it. Indeed, I am happy to be here in the Southland. It feels It feels right, somehow, Southland, Inland Empire. There's a reason why I'm here. I don't know why, but there has to be. I've been on stations all over the country. I mean, you name it. But here I am now. Here I am. So there must be a reason. Maybe there's some wonderful person here in the Inland Empire, the Southland, some wonderful person that listens in one Sunday morning and their life is changed. Okay? Then it makes it all worthwhile. Yes, it makes it all worthwhile. Like I've said so many times, life is supposed to be a life of joy, a life of discovery and adventure. And that's what it will be when you refind the beginning. Let me once again read to you this beautiful saying from Jesus. The disciples said to Jesus, "Tell us, how will our end be?" Jesus said, "Since you've discovered the beginning, why do you seek the end? For where the beginning is, there will the end be. Blessed is he who stands at the beginning. He shall know the end, and he shall not taste death." So if you've become separated from the beginning, how do you refine that beginning? How do you refine God? Well, it could be another way of saying is that God finds you. See, there are some people who, not everyone, but some of us, deep down in our hearts, we yearn for something good and something pure, and we love innocence and we love truth. But what happened to us is that we were imprinted by the error on the outside, began to operate through us. Not only that, but our reaction. See, people can become very angry, all tied up in knots, all tense, all blocked through their reaction to the error on the outside. You know, it begins when you were a little child and you see, and somebody is mean. So you hate that. But we have a hard time, we humans, until we become more enlightened. We tend to hate the person. There's an old Christian expression that says, hate the sin but not the sinner. Well, that's true, but the problem is most of us are not so enlightened. We hate the person. You hate your dad who wasn't there for you, or who was a drunk or an alcoholic or violent, or you hate your mom who slapped you around, or who criticized you, or who pressured you, or the teachers who challenged you, and the coaches that were played favorites, and the other kids that were cruel and took your stuff and mocked your innocence. You end up hating them. And then the hate builds and become and the hate and the resentment and the anger and the rage, see? And it spreads to every, because then you begin to see other people that are just like that or similar to that or look like that, see? Or the same type of person or the same something or other about them. Even the same clothing or the same shoes or the same tone of voice. You're so traumatized by the hate. Hate traumatizes. That's why we mustn't hate. That's why we mustn't resent, because it traumatizes us. And then through conditioning, you start to hate everything and hate everybody, and you know that's not good, so then you hate yourself. See? So what you have to do is refind the beginning, and you can start over again. And the secret is to be able to stand back from the corruption, stand back from those thoughts and those images and all of the emotional turmoil of your mind. Stand back from it. Learn to be still and refine your creator. Then you will have everything. He who stands at the beginning has everything. That's all you have to do. Learn to become still, separate from the corruption and watch it. Then you can watch the corruption and you can watch error. You'll be able to see other people's error and not hate them for it. That's the secret. See their error, don't hate them for it. Now you know what forgiveness means. Forgiveness means don't hate them, don't resent them. Let it go. That's what forgiveness means. Because what you do when you forgive, when you let it go, when you let go of the resentment, when you stand back and don't hate them, just observe them with patiently without resentment, you see that they're lost sheep also. They never found God. They're hurting inside. So let go of the anger, let go of the resentment. And now you are joined to the beginning. You are joined to the principle of love and patience from the beginning, and no longer entangled with the error. The disciples said to Jesus, "Tell us, how will our end be?" Jesus said, "Since you've discovered the beginning, why do you seek the end? For where the beginning is, there will the end be. Blessed is he who stands at the beginning. He shall know the end, and he shall not taste death." Got a question or a comment? You can call my listener call-in line anytime, 24/7. The number is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. You know, you really ought to try the meditation. If you like this program, if you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries. And so, it'd be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So, go to SheddingShackles.com. And look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. The meditation is very helpful. I also have a lot of video lectures, many of them on topics like this. I make a lot of them. I usually make one every day. They're a joy to listen to. You could learn something and begin your journey. A joyous discovery back to God, back to the truth. Never mind the past. Never mind what went wrong and what you did or what he said or what she said or what you said. Never mind. Start afresh. Okay? And life will be good. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.